Hollywood, California. The Nerd Melt Theater and Meltdown Comics, the 200th Harmontown, is now in session. Let's bring out Spencer Crittenden, everybody. Do we bring out Rob or do we bring out Dan first? Let's bring out Dan Harmon, the mayor, and let him make that decision. Dan, it took us 200 episodes to find out that you were a great rock and roller.
Big fan of Periscope.
Yeah. We've been doing bad rap for a long time now. It should have been Jordy White from Manson and from Perfect Circle.
What else do you got?
What?
Let's do our 200th episode theme. You got something a little slower, a little more ballady?
I usually ask when our friends make music for us for it to be a little bit more driving. Let me see here. This is by Johnny Polanski, a good friend. Is that going to work for you, Dan?
Yeah, somebody periscope me. I got my luggage up. Oh, there's lyrics. You can just keep holding it like that.
The thing is, like our friend Titanic and our friend Jordan, like they have all kinds of slow music I didn't put on there because I never use it. But now I've episode 201. I'll be in London. But we're episode 203.
I remember how great episode 199 was. I mean, really, we're covered.
Was I here? Yeah, I was here.
Isn't it weird, though, because it feels like you're showing people things, but you're filming them? Like it makes you feel like you're a game show hostess.
Turned a woman in the front row into your creepy webcam lady.
I find social media kind of creepy.
Yeah, you have a look of utter distaste in your face right now.
All right, well, we'll sing the 200th episode song later. All right, well, let's talk about...
Take his credit card. Yeah.
All right, we're going to stop Periscope down because you can watch us at Harmontown.com live for free. So, well, it says please don't stop this. Can't we just?
Don't listen to them.
But now that they're going to be typing and they know that you're not going to be listening.
But they're
all talking to each other. They're all seeing it, right? Are they all seeing each other's scopes? And
I think these people are just hardcore Periscope fans.
I've never seen this before in my life. I'm kind of excited. Hey, NT, how's it going? We got NT right in the front row, Harmon.
Yeah!
That's some 200 episode shit right there.
Is that
going
to be upside down now?
It'll be fine.
There. Now stop complaining.
Wait, don't these Periscope people know that tonight is the only time it's free to watch the live stream
they
for
love
everybody
Periscope.
In the world?
You don't try to dictate how people see stuff. That's why people have failed to monetize the internet. You don't understand. It's a trough. If you love bacon, go to the pig. You just fucking like you don't
dum 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 dum. What if Shrap never actually came out on stage? What if he just stood there the whole time? For those of you not watching, Shrap is lurking.
Buttoning his shirt.
He's buttoning his shirt. He put some glasses on. I think he means business. He looks a little angry. He looks like he might be. Is there something in his mouth? He's rolling his sleeves up. Again, we're making podcast history with all this visual gags.
All right.
He only rolled one sleeve up.
I have somewhere to go with the rest of the show.
Well, come up and sit down then, I guess.
I'll stand.
The people behind you paid $10.
To look at my ass.
I'm gonna sit next to Spence.
Okay. Let's get another chair.
I feel a little embarrassed because it feels like Rob expected there to be more of a hoopla just from seeing him, so that's why he had to just start buttoning and rolling things. Because he was like, shit, what do I do? I thought standing O for sure just for appearing.
But he came over and he was behind a pillar.
Yeah.
Most of the crowd. Now he doesn't even have a chair, and he's not.
No, Jeff, I got this. He doesn't know what I'm thinking. You didn't know what I was thinking. Everything went exactly the way I wanted it to. Exactly the way I wanted it to.
But it doesn't matter because we're all in a simulation. As confirmed by Elon Musk, a hero to probably all of my listeners.
Didn't he just say that there's a chance that we're in a simulation?
No, he said there's a very, very slim chance we're not, and that we probably are in a thousandth simulation deep inside a simulation. We're probably one of the things a chess computer thinks it might do before it decides to make its real move. We're probably not even the actual fake artificial thing that's going to happen. We're probably a hypothetical algorithmic exploration of a possibility.
So you think the chess algorithm, you know, Deep Blue or whatever that was when he was playing, whoever it was, Spassky, or who did he play?
Spassky.
It was Kasparov.
It was Caspro.
Do you think that when the computer's like, okay, I'm gonna go through the motions of thinking about my next move, but like, should I just tell him? I'm the more advanced.
What
does that change anything? How does that change anything? I still got to go to work in the morning. How does that change anything?
But it's a simulated job now. Like, it's nice. I think it's an improvement. I would rather think of myself as entering oblivion, having taken part in some kind of artificial, man-made or lady-made.
Lady.
I mean, who knows? If they're advanced enough to simulate a universe, there could be women working in computer science.
I'm just saying man, woman versus man,
or Tara
lady.
No, I'm classy. I may be a feminist, but I still have my charms.
Who wants to go for free drinks at woman's night?
I'm like a fuck you on the floor and leave with your boyfriend's Porsche feminist. I'm a Casino Royale feminist. I'm a feminist in that I will let you, you run your tears down my washboard as I emerge from the saltwater ocean with my diamond hard nipples.
We're finding
your eyes out.
Our bicentennial episode. You're rock and roll. You're a kind of a tough kick ass.
Kind of a tough on the ladies feminist. It's a new thing.
Yeah, but you know who else was? Bon fucking Jovi.
That's right. Yeah, he told them, I'm a cowboy.
Yeah.
Like, that's he didn't mean literally. He meant, I'm not going to call you back. But they were like, thank you. Like because I'm not always just into relationships. Sometimes I just want to fuck Bon Jovi.
And also, he wanted.
Why do you think he was wanted, dead or alive? What did he do? Did he rob a bank?
Because he rides on a steel horse.
I think.
That's illegal now? The death penalty for riding on a steel horse?
What?
Shit.
I mean, it's not.
I got him back to back. Then now those sentences. It's dead or alive.
It's not highway. It's not road legal. His steel horse.
Yeah, he didn't have a helmet on.
I think what he meant was that he's wanted. He feels like a piece of meat. You know, it's like when John Lennon said, "The way things are going, they're going to crucify me." It's like it's like that kind of when you're at the peak of your rock and rollness.
Back me up, Spencer.
You're like,
man. I feel bad now. I feel bad.
We feel bad now. Feel so bad.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know the difference between backup and interruption.
No, I do.
We don't.
I totally know the difference.
Right, yeah, no, yeah. We get it.
Yeah.
I think he's just saying, like I don't think people even care that I'm a human being. That's what he means, wanted dead or alive.
I think
you'd want me even if this next song was bad, you know? Like that is the Cobain thing. It's like, I don't even know anymore.
I went and saw Bon Jovi a couple times for some reason, and when he came out on stage, and I was sitting next to a woman and her daughter, and the woman was probably like, I would say maybe late 40s, and the daughter was, you know, 18 or 19 or whatever. Like, the woman was, somebody whistled, that's good. So anyway, I'm fucking them. And I mean, Bon Jovi style.
On a steel horse.
Maybe the woman was a little bit older than that, and the daughter was also a little bit older, because they were both, neither of them was prime time Bon Jovi fan age, but the daughter was there to see the band because she heard about them, because I guess the 80s was coming back, you know, like for you people, and I was talking to the mom. She's like, I didn't even know this band, you know. She plays them, she loves them. When Bon Jovi came on stage, she was like a young girl at an Elvis concert. It was just, she screamed as much as anybody there. That was amazing to watch. Like, whatever you like or don't like about Bon Jovi's music, he's got great blonde hair, and he's just buns. It's all about buns. That's what you got to have in rock and roll, Dan. Great hair, buns.
All right, so.
Hair is in buns?
If he put his hair in more buns, that would be amazing. If he put his hair in one bun,
is he back? Okay. Well, I'm gonna Periscopers. I'm gonna shut you down because you can watch it at Harmontown.com live, and you've probably figured out how boring the Periscope could be by now. Just there's like five cameras on the other thing. Stop being so sluggishly Periscope.
Sorry, audience.
Scopophiles.
It's like they're admitting they're in a submarine.
How do you?
They're in a tube in the bottom of the sea.
How do you? Oh, stop.
Well, I thought you hated social media. She knows how to work it?
Oh, I know how to work it.
You just don't like it. Okay.
She just resents that it knows how to work her. You know? It's from a societal perspective. It sounded sexual. This is why they went like, whoa. He's giving her the green light. But you know what I meant. I meant in a David Bowie way, which is never sexual. We're in a simulation. I think that's about it.
That's such bullshit, about. Man. Don't scientists make fun of like religious people for having ridiculous beliefs?
It's so stupid.
How is that better than there's magic people all around and they get back to life?
What about the gnomes?
Well, I mean,
We're a simulation, but there's no fucking gnomes.
Yeah. If we were simulated right now, we would have some talking gnomes in the backyard.
Right.
Not those stone.
If we're a simulation, we should be mad that we're in a gnomeless, dragonless simulation.
Yeah, man.
We picked it. We got stuck in a shit simulation.
Yeah.
I think you guys should be stoked that we're in a gnomeless, dragonless simulation, because you know what that probably means?
No.
That it's closer to reality, which means that we're the simulation that may prove that it's possible to simulate a reality from within a simulation. We could really butter our bread with this one. We could be like headed for the major simulation leagues. They could bump us up to a thumb drive that they sell in their Best Buys and their weird alien world where women are equals. All right. Our next guest.
I'll take a chair.
Our next guest was peeing while we were talking for the last 5 minutes, but right before I was going to bring him up. So let's bring him out now. Rob Corddry's back.
I'm going to sit in a chair like a normal guest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shrub, you're taking a big liberty. You're exercising a liberty over there.
I think Rob is such a director and so completely conniving and Machiavellian. I think he found a camera here in our mix that he really liked. I think he knows he's being hit by Spencer's cam. And then he's in a sexy two-shot at all times right now.
I wore this red plaid.
That's why you entered from stage left or stage right. That's
the only shirt I ever see you wear.
I know. It's my default shirt. Either that or my default jacket that goes over my default shirt.
Does tonight feel like a default shirt kind of event, Rob? Our 200th episode?
Rob, grab a microphone.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, grab a microphone?
Jesus Christ. You want me
to be louder?
This is... Dan, this fucking ship is sinking right
I know. Now. It's fucking... It's our two... It's just a bit... Norman fucking, Lear was here. And he spent the first 20 minutes doing a fucking improvised
car trip. It's not my 200th show. My 200th show.
If this was my 200th
show... This isn't my 200th show.
Boy. It's your 200th...
I can wear... I'll wear a fucking tuxedo on my 200th show.
Hey,
won't have one.
Right.
Because you host and you feed on me. Feed on me.
Yes. You'll never get rid of me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to be right here, right in a corner of your eye for the rest of your life, mocking you.
Rob, in 180 episodes, I want to see your tuxedo.
Oh, yeah. I got one. I got a couple. I got one for each arm. Come on.
Dan, I want to apologize to you because in the weeks that I've been away, your shows have been excellent.
Oh, thank you.
Norman fucking Lear was on this show. And God, I wanted to be here just to wrangle. I felt like... Oh, my job, if I was there, would be to wrangle Schraub.
Right.
It would be to... Yeah, I would have to wrangle.
But I was so
you
nice.
You were a little out of line
no,
for that
I
one.
Was so nice.
I feel like...
I was so nice in that one. What are you talking about? I was so
I
nice.
I feel like I... There was a couple times when I was yelling at my radio. I was like...
Thank you, good
Schraub, job. Schraub. And I was making a hand gesture.
Will you listen to good Rob? Thank you.
Never.
Hey Dan, ask Rob a question. Like, just talk to Rob for a second.
Yeah, ask me how my week was.
Ask Rob how his week
was. Schraub?
Yeah, just ask him how his week was. I'm doing a little comp-trolling experiment over here.
It's like asking Donald Trump if I'm a loser. I don't know. If he had anything to say about himself, whatever. Schraub, how was your day?
It was pretty good. I was working at the office, and I think I overdid it with the Red Bull. My tongue is feeling very, very sensitive right now. Yeah, that was pretty much it for today. All right. I slept in these clothes. And
200 episodes! Yeah.
I think Jeff's trying to prove that something about the camera. And
that Spencer was not the only one on that shot the entire time. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm not here. I get paid.
I feel like I'm being bat comptrolled right now. I think you're trying to sneak attack, undermine my comptrolling authorities. Because I come out.
You did not! You did not!
I come out stage left every show, and on our 200th episode, you had to come out stage right and sit down at the opposite side of the stage as me. And I feel like I know exactly what you're doing.
Okay.
I think this is real.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. If it's a simulation. So I want to know. I know that I asked the question. You know, are people watching me jerk off? Is anyone watching me jerk off? And
yes.
Those
people you pay every morning when they come over to your house.
And I asked Cody that, and she said, "Why would they watch you when I'm in there? Like they're watching me." But I don't think they would be watching me for pleasure or even for just like, oh look, he's jerking off. But I feel like they might be watching me for like kind of like just it's like look how dishonest he is. Look how much he really thinks no one's.
You
watching.
Think maybe like in this simulation that whoever's watching us, you might be like a.
Like
in
a special,
one that they're like, this is a special,
like a
where our
like
camera is usually pointed at this dude because he exhibits a lot of very fascinating behavior.
Yeah, like I'm Michael Scott of the simulated Dunder Mifflin. Yeah.
All right, I'll buy that.
I could be. I mean, I don't think I'm worth it. I just think they'd be making fun of me. But what do you guys? Okay. So
I believe all this, by the way.
So by the way, since it's our 200th episode.
Cool. I heard you, Rob.
Thanks, man.
Go ahead and I guess maybe if you well I don't know you know if hashtag any questions or questions that you have for Harmontown at its 200th episode tweet Jeff at Jeff Brian Davis was Jeff is that your Twitter
yeah Jeff
handle?
Brian Davis Brian with a Y
okay so, Jeff Brian Davis wow. Brian with a Y. And maybe hashtag it snuggle butt. Snuggle no, I don't butt. Know. Hashtag, you don't have to hashtag it anything.
No, yeah. I mean, well, maybe some short hashtag.
Hashtag hot cues.
Hot cues?
Hot questions.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
all right.
That's short for hot questions.
Okay.
Hot cues.
Hot cues.
Hot cues. Hashtag hot cues.
Jeff can aggregate your questions if there's any good ones and things start to slow down at any point on this episode.
Hey, I'd like to open that up for anybody who wants to hashtag me too. just to help out with the show. You can hashtag me if you want. Hashtag me.
It's like the show has just become about how I hate him.
Yeah,
and it's like
he's drawing a line in the sand with his hole. Sitting next to Spencer.
Dan, so far, all I'm getting is a lot of new followers. It's better than my Teen Wolf people.
His
apparently Teen Wolf going into season 5, you guys. We did it.
You know, congratulations.
Who? You know about Teen Wolf and my thing with Teen Wolf? I'm the guy that created not the movie, the TV show on MTV that I've never seen. The guy that created it is named Jeff Davis. So a good percentage of my followers love and hate me because of this TV show. So I'm frequently fielding like sex commands and death threats.
Horrible.
Okay, well, you know what? I mean, fuck
who
you.
Would win in a fight, Dan, between Rob Schraub and Rod Corddry? Hashtag hot cues.
It's not a good question. It's not going to help the show at all. Okay.
Maybe Spencer should take that question. That's more of a Spencer.
I don't know.
Question.
I don't. Spencer, go ahead.
Corddry definitely looks bulkier.
Why?
Right now. Look at you, man. You got muscles.
I'm wearing.
Look at this guy.
Great T-shirt right now.
He's doesn't look like he's eating right in weeks. You know. I hear he's a vegetarian now.
No. Oh,
just
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, you're from Boston.
I don't know. I'm from Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
I do have that edge.
Yeah.
Well, he eats his.
I've been punching the face a lot. And
And smaller Bostonians. Is all he eats. listen to it later. We'll try to pull, dig out my audio. I saw him in the out in the storefront tonight. And it's our 200th episode, and he's been a big part of our mythology. He's come, he's gone, he's been around. He's like, I mean, I don't know if it's gonna pick things up, give us a new scapegoat to just drive things all the way into the ditch and bury us with our own shovel. But if Adam Goldberg wanted to come up and pay a visit,
yeah.
Oh no. He's exactly as I pictured him.
Exactly. All right.
Hey. Sorry, Twitter hashtaggers. This might have to go on hold for a while.
Yeah. Oh.
Time for the hot Qs to meet the hot A. Adam Goldberg.
That one's been cooking for a while.
That was perfect. That was the perfect delivery.
The barrel breach, kind of like got some gunpowder in your eyes. Like,
I don't even know.
Looked aside as you shot it.
I know the show has gotten has changed because people are like, I miss you. So you guys have to have done. So, I'm back, y'all.
Yeah, we've had some bad episodes.
Yeah.
How you been, Adam?
Good, 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 and pretty good.
Good, good, and pretty good.
Oh. Yeah.
It kind of trailed off towards the end there.
Yeah, not that good.
Yeah.
But good, 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 good. Not five goods.
How's your spine? That sounds rude.
No.
But you have
it's a... It's fine. I finally stopped being on terrible reality show. Wait, no, that's not true. I'm actually producing a movie in Ireland, which is the... Yes. The subject of the film is currently not able to talk about script development because her car was destroyed by an ex-boyfriend who blew it up due to IRA nonsense. So that's my life. That's my life.
So in your short time in Ireland, you've actually...
I'm not going over there yet until that gets settled.
Oh, I thought you reignited it by going over there. I thought you somehow... I was like, really? I thought that was over.
That's why they kicked us out in 950, because it's like, if the Goldberg's coming from this, it's like, we'd rather have the snakes.
Adam, what do you think happens after we die?
Oh, man. I guess we reboot. I don't worry about what happens after we die, because I know there was a lovely time in Earth's history before I was alive, and I figure we're just going to the other side of it. I don't think we're in a matrix inside of a matrix inside of a matrix, because that just took a really good movie and ended up with Morpheus stabbing people with a katana on top of an oil tanker.
Well, that's just, I mean, but we might be able to make good Matrix movies in 10 years. I mean, like, things are...
It's time for a reboot. There's so many unanswered questions in the first Matrix.
If we're in a simulation, do you think people starting to say, I think we're in a simulation, is A... the goal of the simulation, B, a corruption of the simulation that will have to be terminated with immediate, whatever the opposite of the Big Bang is, a big suck. Do you think that has anything to do with the concept of a simulation, or is it just a byproduct?
If the simulation didn't want people to know it was a simulation, Rene Descartes would have said, I think, therefore I exist, and then died of a nosebleed later.
Why?
Because he thought, oh, if the only thing I can know about myself is that I exist, because someone has to be able to say I exist. And then he got into the idea of this weird malevolent ghost, and therefore God exists. But he was doing pretty good for the time. They kicked the Jews out of France.
That was him?
No, it wasn't not him. I think, therefore, I'm Christian.
Careful. Careful.
What, are they going to kick us out of Nerd Melt, too?
Is there a Jean-Paul Sartre in the house?
Adam Goldberg.
Dan, what color are your nipples? Ask somebody here on Hot Cues.
Dan, they stole that.
That's a great question. Let me answer that.
That's a great question. Normal.
Beige?
What about this?
What
about that right there?
I would call that pink beige.
Those are lines from the weight of my tits.
It's not a line. It's a glistening
it
line
does
of
have some sweat in it.
What is that? Boob sweat. Yeah, I do.
Let me look. Let me look.
Okay,
I want to look.
Spencer, on our side. On our side, we're getting a lot of beige with like a dark red beige element to it. Spencer, what color are they from your lighting?
I'd say they're like a dark beige with like a dark red beige element.
See, they're just like
the
normal
red rum.
They're normal looking nipples.
Yeah. Well,
I'm really sorry about the whole sweat thing.
No, it's. I mean,
I feel terrible about that.
No, it's. I mean,
I really shame you. I saw a line of sweat and I laughed and I.
And I'm using it as an opportunity to send a message to the young people that they don't have to be body shamed.
You know what? It doesn't matter. Wherever you sweat, and I'm sorry.
Did you say body sweat or body slam?
Body.
I'm gonna do an Instagram photo of me
being
with my sweaty titties
yesterday, dressed as Jareth, and I thought I heard the word body slam.
Dan,
body sweat.
Dan,
what's with your underwear?
What's with your underwear? What's with your hamburger underwear?
Bro. Hashtag hot cues.
Turn around with your. Look at this. Did you?
Those are great underwears.
Did you escape from the
hey,
lower
Adam,
half
why
of
why
a
did
prison?
You leave for 100 episodes?
I don't think this is the sponsorship that they had hoped for, but those are my MeUndies I'm trying
out. Those are
I hear they're the most comfortable undies
they
in the world.
They are very comfortable, but
I don't think
I'm doing them any favors. Do you want your distended lower gut to be summonable like Beetlejuice? Say MeUndies three times and watch the sparks fly. They're quite comfortable. It's almost like cheating. I mean, I think we... Dino always said that civilization peaked at dessert because we were like, okay, so I'm eating and I'm not hungry and it's helping kill me. Like we definitely, like, it was all downhill from there. But I guess I would... That still sounds like it'll hold true, but a good other candidate for the peak would be men's undies starting to get real panty-like.
Real technical.
Real satiny.
Yeah.
Because it's like, now it's just like... Well, what about me? How come I can't feel like a soft little kitten when I'm working?
At work the other day, I had to wear a dress.
Congrats.
That's my job sometimes. And but it was a real hugger. And there was five different pairs of underwear hanging in my trailer to try on with the dress. You know, to not show lines.
To lift and separate your balls.
My huge, huge,
pendulous.
I tried on all of them.
Undulating.
Because I don't know anything about men's underwear, and there's a whole world out there.
Yeah.
There's a whole wonderful world out there.
It's not just like pieces of fabric
and
shaped like
I gotta tell you, all the five brands I tried were fantastic.
Yeah. Was one of them, was it Andrew Christian, something like that? Because my ex-girlfriend, we were in Palm Springs, and my ex-girlfriend Kate, I didn't have a bathing suit, and we asked around, like, what's a good place to get a bathing suit? The place is called Gaymart, America's favorite gay superstore. And they have awesome bathing suits in there, but they also have the most absolutely compendious, there's aisle after aisle, row after row of complicated men's underwear, and guess what? They feel good.
They feel great.
They feel fantastic.
What are you rocking right now?
I think I'm just wearing kind of boring Calvin Klein boxer briefs right now.
Laundry day tomorrow?
I'm traveling tomorrow, so all the good ones are in the bag.
I hear you.
How about you, Adam Goldberg?
I've boxer briefs seem too tight, but I've never been like, oh, my underwear is uncomfortable. Not since like I moved up from. The tighty whities around age 9 to be like, well, this is really holding me back. I feel if I bought one pair of MeUndies, it lower the enjoyment I get of all my non MeUndie underwear.
Yeah, that's the goal of nice underwear, people. It's just trying to ruin you on your faves.
It's the base hedonism level of underwear. All
but right. Also, you got to think about, because I'm going to be on a long flight to London tomorrow, and you got to think about, I can't wear the snug, sexy ones because that's going to be too snug and sexy for a long flight. But you can't wear the kind of bloomery boxers ones because those will bunch.
Those are
right up on you.
England.
Oh, they're right on you.
Terrible. Cotton huh? Bunchy.
Cotton.
Like Hanes. Forget it.
You're fucked. You're
fuck you, Hanes.
Hashtag fuck you, Hanes.
Hit me with a Twitter question.
All right. Well,
better be a good one.
Hot cues.
All right. I haven't been looking through because we were.
Well, I got a hot cue for you, Jeff.
Adam. Sorry. I wasn't yelling at you.
Adam? I'm surprised you weren't.
Well, sorry. I have one if you want it. Are you stalling with the Adam question?
No. I'll go to Adam next. Okay. This is fucking. Now we're cooking.
This is a great show. This is a great show.
10 minutes.
You can ask a question,
underwear?
Rob. You don't have to tweet at Jeff to ask a question.
Jeff, will you?
Well, okay. I was going to ask another question, but someone just said right now. Scott Sweeney asks Jeff Brian Davis, Dan, will you make the Ruffalo kissy face? Hashtag Ruffalo Soldier. Hashtag Hot Cues. What's the Ruffalo kissy face?
The secret is he's all.
I think. I've never done it in a mirror, but...
That's exactly
it. That's the spotlight seduction. He's fucking so interested in all the pedophilia, but not interested in it. He's interested in exposing it.
I have a question. How this can happen.
Dabbling it.
I have a question for Chris backstage. I'm assuming it was Chris's... No, who makes the banners? Someone asked, where did the Hot Cues banner go? Apparently there's a little banner beneath us. I didn't know we had that technology. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, what we need is a monitor.
It's really
in
taking
here.
Off, guys. It's a
so
meme.
So then the show will explode outward. We can show people's tweets and answer them. I could say, look at this. I took a picture of my dog today. It'll be great. Goldberg, did I hear a rumor that you had some kind of quiz?
I had a quiz. I think this is... If we have any super fans in the audience. All right.
Yeah, Cordry's a super fan.
Cordry raises his hand for the people.
Did we ever tell it? Now I can't remember if we told the story because I've asked you if we told the story. But
we never have.
Your wife and kids and you, yep. But you were like working most of the time in baller country.
Yep.
But your wife and kids and therefore sometimes you were living next door to me without
next
knowing
door to
it.
You.
And at one point you were trying to get on Wi-Fi
at an Airbnb, which there were like French rapper. You referenced French rappers living next to you at an Airbnb. It's in one episode, so I was at this Airbnb and it was right near my house because we live very close to each other, and I was trying to get the Wi-Fi and I didn't get it from my wife, and I looked and it said
my
Harman Wi-Fi, and I was like.
Yeah. I got to change my password from
here.
Dan.
Yeah. I was going to text you and say, what's your password for your Wi-Fi? But
it's not a good story. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a great story.
I thought it was very interesting.
No. The best part of the story is, do you remember the episode? This is a great 200th episode, by the way. Do you remember the episode where you got your neighbors up here to talk about the trees?
That was a good episode.
Get ready to shit your pants. What kind of trees were they?
What countries?
Kind of trees, man.
Shit. Eucalyptus.
What countries were they?
Eucalyptus trees. There was this whole thing. It was it's my favorite episode where you this woman you read your tweets with this your neighbor on this stage.
Oh, that was the best.
With the eucalyptus trees. And when I saw Harman Wi-Fi, I looked out the front window and there's one eucalyptus tree splitting the yard between my Airbnb and Dan's what I know now is Dan's front yard. And I was like, that's the fucking tree that Dan won't cut down.
That I won't cut down. That I won't even have looked at. And the neighbors are asking questions.
That you've forgotten about since that episode.
Yes, I have.
Well, they're very important trees and it's rotting and you should take care of it.
I also have an embroidered, like cross-stitched, like thing that a fan made that's framed that I wanted to give to Beth because it's an embroidered kind of like plaque, you know, like bless this mess style kind of thing. And but it says, in a weird way, Beth, that tree can totally suck my human dick. And it's like very, very nicely done. And I was going to give it to her to hang on her wall.
I don't know why those two, why she wasn't like a regular on this show. You should have had her back every week.
Yeah, I guess maybe because she's so nice. I was like, I don't like. I'm like, ugh, that's healthy.
Maybe people aren't as interesting after their first appearance, even if they come back literally dozens of times.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey.
I'm sure that's a phenomenon.
Fuck you, Goldberg.
That's a milestone for guests.
I thought he was trying to find a loophole for forgiving himself.
I was just trying to get a laugh.
No, yeah.
All right, Goldberg, do you have
some cues, but I don't want to get you jazzed about winning, you know? So if you get it right, that's cool, yeah, and if you don't...
It doesn't matter.
Well, we're not having fun. There's an exit there and an exit there.
I think people thought this was a quiz. It hasn't started yet.
We're just having fun.
It's the episode.
Because a lot of people on Twitter are calling this a hot quiz, too. Like, they wanted it to be an actual quiz. Also, there's been hot jizz, hot sniz. There's been all sorts of shit. Also, a lot of stuff has been quite mean and quite friendly, and also I want to punch up so many of their jokes.
Yeah, you're really a hot whiz.
A lot of people, I was like, I would have read that one if you just switched those two words around.
So close. Rob, this is probably the best question.
Go
so
ahead.
I'll start with it. Jeff predicted that there would be an episode 200 trivia question for 2 points. What was the question?
Oh, Jesus.
Or for 1 point, I can say, I'll give you the question, you give me the answer.
Oh, man, oh, man. Well, I don't know the question.
Anyone
so
up here
I'll...
know the question?
Read it again for me.
Okay, so anybody, on episode 100, you said that's going to be on the episode 200 quiz.
These are really surgical.
We have a hand waving out there.
Dan yeah, Dave. Yep.
What?
Dan likes Pippin, the musical?
No, okay.
Dippin.
Dan Dippin is the answer to the question, which was Dan's favorite desert Dippin? Island foot sex move.
Okay. My favorite shoe play.
What's dipping?
If I had to choose between dipping and heel popping,
Heel popping,
I would choose dipping.
Has the foot fetish movement evolved? Are those still the core?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Is there something going on?
How's that evolved? What's going on?
Yeah.
What's doing with your foot thing?
Yeah, have the pantyhose challenges gotten harder?
Hey, yeah. Hey, what's up with that foot thing? Did you?
No, this is good.
Hey, come on, man. Hey. Tell us a little bit more about that foot.
Yeah. Catch us up.
You know, I'd love to share as much as I can, but it kind of impedes on the privacy of my beautiful foot.
Well, somebody
girlfriend.
Else, Dan, if I may interrupt.
Call her Miss X.
somebody tweeted, it was way back down the list, and I don't know who the name of the person that tweeted it asked, will Cody ever be up on the stage and in the show?
Well, she's not one for the spotlight. I mean, as you know, easy on the eyes as she is.
Lovely.
She's
lovely.
But
woman.
She herself, the human soul that she is not like.
She's
a performer.
She gave up her voice so she could walk on land with humans. Sold it to a sea witch. Heard it every time.
To put it in her words,
she gave up her voice to walk on the land with humans.
To put it in her words, she loves attention as much as anybody, but she likes unconditional attention. As soon as it starts to get conditional, she doesn't have the stomach for it. You know,
yeah,
like
I don't understand that. I'm the same.
There's some of us that are like, what? Some people are going to fucking hate my guts and tell me to kill myself
totally
with fire?
Conditional
well,
with
you
me.
Know, in for a penny. Like, just need that attention.
Haven't
and then other people
yet.
Are like, yeah, I'll take
Please
it if it doesn't
like
cost
me
anything. And she's one of the latter, so... You know.
So no?
I'm not going to make that choice for her. And I don't think she's given to... She's not going to go like, I should come up on stage. She's not like a...
There you
she's
go.
Not that type.
Masochist.
There you go.
Where are you from in Boston?
And if I said, Cody, do you want to come up on stage? She'd be put under pressure. And then if she came up, we wouldn't even know if she wanted to.
No, if she wanted to come up, she'd be right
well,
there
she
in the window. And she's not so cool.
Okay, great.
Dan, somebody well, asked her.
Cody, do you... Do your thing. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
We got it.
Go ahead.
Somebody asked, this is a good question. I like this one. Karami Ihibis asks,
sounds right.
Hot Cues, has Dan put anything in his butt since the first episode of Harmontown?
It's a good question. It's a good cue.
Not really since the Sharpie that I put in my butt, really.
That wasn't even during Harmontown, no, right? That was a story that happened before Harmontown.
I put in my butt,
yeah,
I think.
All put something in our butt a long time ago that we were just...
that we don't do
giving
anymore.
Giving that a whirl. We don't do it anymore because...
And for some of you,
or maybe we do.
You put something up your butt, and you were like, "This is great."
This is either great
or not
great.
It took me this long to start doing this, and you put more stuff up your butt, and you are good people too.
Dan, you know that Greg Proops' podcast, Smartest Man in the World. One of his sponsors is MeUndies. He's like, "We're not getting a nickel for this," and Greg Proops is getting all that.
Yeah, he's getting those sweet 35 cents per click.
Yeah,
and those MeUndies, man, when you put them on, it feels like a second skin.
Yeah. It feels like a delicious manta ray wrapped around your balls.
Save it for the actual sponsorship, man.
Oh, sorry.
I got a sizzling cue for you, Jeff.
Give me a hot cue, Adam Goldberg.
How did you get associated with Lucha Vavoom? Did they contact you? And do you have any great stories about luchadors?
I have a lot of great... Lucha Vavoom is one of the coolest things I ever got involved in. I just have mutual friends, and they... Blaine Capatch is a buddy of ours. Hilarious comedian Blaine Capatch, and he and like people like Dana Gould and some other friends of ours would rotate through with him, and I just managed somehow to kind of be like the secondary host a lot in that show. But when my friends come to the show, what the show is, if you don't know it, it's straight.
It was part of Full House. It's Fuller House.
It's Lucha Libre. luchadores and then burlesque striptease and comedy and stuff like that. It's very wild. But two shows ago, sitting right to our left was Morrissey, and he looked like Morrissey. He looked bummed out the whole time. Because you don't really think of Morrissey as a fun time fella.
He's a creep.
So he's just sitting there, but he looks great. He looks like Morrissey, but a little bit older, but he still looks groovy. And then when the first mini comes out, the first little person, because some of the wrestlers are little and some are quite big, as soon as the minis came out, he was the happiest guy in town. And I kept, Blaine and I kept sneaking over and taking selfies with ourselves, and Morrissey's like...
That's all he needed.
All of Morrissey's cred was out the door.
That's all he's been waiting for.
I haven't had a dream in a long... midgets! It was great. And we couldn't get over it. And then Blaine and I are like, cause frequently when famous people come, we will say, oh, so-and-so is here. Like, you do that Vegas thing where you say that, oh, we got, the guy from this band that you love and the woman that directed the movie that you love. And we're like,
the woman that drank in the movie that you
directed
love.
The movie. Get the shit out of your ears. And I would say, don't ever interrupt, but that's what you do.
The horse is out of the gate.
No, I've completely lost where I was.
200 episodes.
Vavoom. And I don't even know where I fucking was.
You dressed as Jared.
Oh, yeah. And so Blaine and I were like, do we do it? It's getting towards the end of the show. Like, do we rumble Morrissey? And do we say, like, hey, everybody, Morrissey? Because the crowd would freak out. Because I don't know if you know this, a lot of Morrissey's fan base is very Latino, especially in Los Angeles. Oh, yeah. A friend of mine in a bar was asked somebody, like, you're not Mexican, bro. And he goes, dude, I got 5 Morrissey shirts. That's a real conversation that actually happens.
It's true.
Yeah.
It really is a thing.
Yeah,
fair enough.
It's one of the most delightful stereotypes in the fucking world.
I love it.
That and Tweety Bird for some reason.
I love stereotypes that make no sense.
Tweety Bird and Morrissey.
And I have 10
Tweety
pairs
Bird
of Morrissey.
Tweety Bird loves Morrissey.
Yeah.
I saw Tweety Bird. He was wearing a Morrissey shirt. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But we're like, do we do it? And I thought, like, if we tell the room here that Morrissey is here, it'll be an avalanche of people. Because, he's like their main man. And he was hiding kind of in the shadows. And right before we were about to pull the trigger, he could just sense it and got up with his whole entourage and just slipped out the side. We're like, well, way to go, Morrissey.
Morrissey'd that one, didn't you, Morrissey?
I don't belong here, said Morrissey.
Slipping out. Going out the door. I don't know what he sounds like. I've only heard Morrissey impressions. I've never heard Morrissey.
His songs are he's kind of monotone yawns. Like, every song ends on this note. And every song, every verse in this note. And then this note. Remember this note. This note. Different note. No, fuck that note. This note. It's just like, that's every song. It's the shittiest songwriter. And I've listened to some Morrissey songs that I can kind of dig. But the problem with me and Morrissey was I was the right age for to be in high school with people that the people that were into Morrissey were just a bunch of
douchebags.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Right?
Not like the cool.
Well,
high
now
school
apologize to the
with.
Latino community
and it ruined.
And get specific about
and buy alcohol for
All right, Goldberg, you got another.
I got another hot quiz. Some hot goss.
It's called the hot Q, man.
Sorry. This one's pretty tricky. I got five episodes. Four. Let's make it four episodes. I don't think Dan can put them in order by air date.
Okay.
So these are going to be the four episodes. First, Wide, Grumble Snakes, Complete Access to Air, and Live at the Gramercy New York Comedy Festival 2015, Night 2.
All right, well, Complete Access to Air is last. Working backwards from that would be Wide, and then the one that's not the Gramercy. Or no, then Gramercy, and then the and then whatever one's left out.
So it would be Grumble Snakes, Wide, Live, Complete Access?
Wait. Grumble Snakes, Gramercy, Wide. No.
This question is boiling. It's so hot.
Grumble Snakes, Gramercy, Wide, and Access to Air.
I want someone to get four new pets and name them those. I mean, Grumble Snakes is it.
The actual order was Grumble Snakes, Wide, Live, and then Complete.
I almost switched it to that, but then again, that's not really
Shit.
That was a good shit. Okay, right. Now, Dan, can I combine...
That was a hot cue.
Can I combine two hot cues? I think these are two hot cues that go great together.
Okay, now, the hot cues, just to get the terminology down, you're asking the hot cues off of Twitter.
Off of Twitter. This is the hot cues.
They're
hashtag...
sizzling hot. They're coming off of Twitter's griddle.
Twiddle griddled.
Twitter griddle.
Goldberg hashtag is asking Twitter kind of like best served cold quiz questions.
Yeah. Right. They got it. They've been
how about this?
Warming up on the counter.
Yeah, they're pet cemetery like
they're
like
in
flashbacks.
The danger zone where bacteria.
Let's
breeds.
Do one more Goldberg hot quiz, and then I think we'll take it back to the hashtag hot
What
cues.
About the two cues that went great together?
I'm with Spencer on this one.
What about those?
Goldberg's cues. These are hot cues. Goldberg's okay, are hot cues that got hit by a car and their dad buried them in a Native American burial ground, and now they're back, but something's different. All right, now you got two hot
questions.
Go ahead, Jeff. You acted like you were you thought.
Yeah, they were so good.
I was just doing a bit. What were you going to say?
I got you. Okay. I mean, I felt bad because I was actually enjoying the hot quiz, and I felt bad for trying to railroad.
Oh
that
no! That's
direction.
Not.
We
no,
can
I was
do
going
both.
Back and forth between the two.
These cues might be so cold by now. I think we might have 1,000 hotter cues, but these are ones I've seen. I'm going to combine two: a guy or a gal, and I'm going to get this. Name wrong at Rijerk asked something along the lines of when are you going to make this show funky and drop a funky beat but I'm going to combine that with a more with a hotter more recent off the Twitter griddle cue of Joel Spielberger. Was that somebody we had on the show before, or am I just being
Joe Spielberger?
Joel Spielberger. Didn't we have him on the show before? I'm just
I didn't make Jaws.
Now.
I'm Joel Spielberger.
I'm going to combine Rijerk's question of when am I going to drop a funky beat so that Dan starts making the show funky with...
you sure you didn't say funny?
Funky.
Okay.
With Joel Spielberger's question... Which is, would you ask Dan to do Ice-T explaining the simulation? Okay. And I believe Zach McKeever back here, our sound tech genius extraordinaire, has a beat by one of our loyal Armenians, right, Harry Foster? Yep. Let's drop that beat.
All right, Ice-T explaining the simulation in a rap.
Yeah.
Boy. Yo. Right about now, it's time to get serious. Not that I'm ever not serious. Yeah. But there's a thing called the simulation, and you can't see it when you're standing in one place, son, because it's all around and the sound of my voice is being simulated. So fuck you. The simulation in your ass. Yo, a simulation in your asshole. There once was a boy named John, sitting on the
front lawn. He's selling crack, rolling like that. What a fuck your mama's pussy so hard she had a heart attack. Yeah, I fucked with that. Yeah, I gotta come down from that. I was kind of surprised by my own flow. Fucking freaked me out, you know. Back to the simulation. And not much rhymes with that, but nation. But I'm not gonna sound like Ice-T when I rhyme. And when I rhyme, I don't sound like Ice-T that much. And when I sound like Ice-T, I don't rhyme well. See? But I didn't sound like Ice-T since the beginning of this rap. But, okay, it's not personal, it's business. It's not personal, it's business. That's my not gonna do it for Ice-T. Brings me back to the impression. Lickety split, see? Okay, simulation, not personal, not gonna do it. Nation, simulation, Ice-T nation. The simulation is causing fascination. Why? Is it the Matrix? Are we a battery? Well, that concept don't work thermonuclearly. Ooh. Yo, you gotta take it to the spot. Fuck your mama so hard and she got hot. I made a friction, now that makes a charge. I fucked your mama like my name was Aldebarge.
It's time for the Rob Schraub Rihanna hook. Rob, can you sing the hook?
Simulation. Simulation.
It's not real. It's not real.
Simulation.
It's all in your head. In your head is someone
else's. In your
head.
Asshole.
The second Matrix one does underappreciate.
Press pause. Dakota Jaws. I will tell your mama she looked like Santa Claus. Yeah. Going up a chimney, up onto the roof. I swept your mama so hard, I was like Dr. Ruth. I'm an expert in sexuality. I'm simulating everything, it's not reality. I eat your pussy so good, it ain't real. This a simulation, that's how she feels. She comes too hard to make it life. I fucked your mama just sharp as a knife. But don't mix those images. That's some seven shit. I love the ladies on the street. I love the hot dogs made of all kinds of meat. That's simulation and it tastes good. So if you had a simulation, wouldn't you do it? Skateboards are fun. Ice cream, television, dinosaur stories. Everything about this world is great. So from plate to plate, you're gonna go across the nation and there's nothing to hate. Cause I'm having good times, I'm swimming in pools. If there was a simulation, it would have three rules. Rule number one, love iced tea. Rule number two, it's all about me. Rule number three, I made your mama pee. I fucked her so hard, she can't even see. Yo, she got cockeye.
Best rap ever! Holy that was the best shit. Rap ever! That was without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Holy shit.
I'm so glad we're all here right now. Can we give
Please tell me we were recording.
I started the show saying that you were bad at rap and good at rock and roll. No, tonight you're good at everything.
Yeah.
Did anybody here bring a cello? Can we get a little side assist for Zach McKeever laying down the beat from our friend Harry Forrester? But also, he was mixing with you live and doing the live tassels.
That's the thing I was gonna say is that like Jack drops the audio on the rhyme beats, yeah. And that's like the equivalent of like that's like the makeup airbrushing of, you know, like that's a big deal. Like that's like the foundation.
But you
of,
were, but it was like you both knew it was gonna happen at the same time, and there was a couple rhymes in there that I think are gonna last for a while.
There was a lot going on.
That was heavy. I'd like to give special mention to the Aldebarge reference in that one. Because Dan's references, like mine, are frozen like before 89.
And wait. What were Ice-T's rules?
Love Ice-T. Rule number two, it's all about me. Rule number three, I made your mama pee. I fuck you so hard, your mama can't see.
Oh my god. I kind of wish I wasn't here right now.
I wish I wasn't here. I want to be listening in my lonely Miami apartment, shooting that weird show, going all alone in my underwear, and I jump up cheering.
If you had Wayne Brady on the stage, he would have been like, oh, fuck, I better get out of here.
Yeah.
I would get out of here. That was really good.
Well, wow. Thanks.
You did it.
It's too bad Grey Worm wasn't here for that. He could have done the hooks and...
What a great 200...
Wow, we really did it. Episode, well, huh? It would be okay for the rest of the episode to suck.
Like, you can just fucking...
Hey.
What are we going to do for another 53 minutes?
Hey. Here comes Rob to fuck it up.
Like a reverse Santa Claus.
Rob... What did it? What?
Go easy, man. He just had a real big moment.
No. Don't worry, Rob. He's not real.
Rob, what did I do in the Norman Lear episode? That was I thought I was in really good.
Oh my God! 20-minute improvised card trick. You can't improvise a card trick. You didn't even have cards. You made people make you cards.
That's
what did I
dope.
Do?
That was before it even came
exactly.
out.
Exactly. You don't open for fucking.
Okay, Dan.
The Beatles.
Dan. Daniel. Dan. It's okay. We've talked about this. Rob, what did I do? What did you come on? What did I do that was so bad?
All right.
I was really nice.
To
I've
Norman
been
Lear.
Nice to you.
You actually. Oh, you've always been nice to me. We're good friends.
Yeah.
I don't... This is not... There was a couple of episodes where I was like, Shrub, I thought it would be a good bit, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, I wish I was there. My bit right now would be to tell Shrub to shut up. That's actually what it was.
That probably would be helpful.
It would be a great bit, right?
Yeah, we go, shut up!
Hey, Robert! 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 Go ahead, Dan. Yeah, that'd be funny, right?
We could do that the rest of the
episode.
That'd be
funny. We could still do that.
We could still do that.
Yeah, we could still do that.
A lot of
but if you're not...
Feeling it?
No, but if you're...
quiet.
If you're not like... I'm only going to scold you when I feel like you're scoldable.
Thank you.
Because that's what'll make the bit really funny.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That would be a real good idea if somebody would do that for a change. When I deserve it.
Robert. See, we're just testing out the bit. Well, you're testing out the bit.
I missed a hot cue while the World's Best Rap was going on. Somebody pitched a mid-World's Best Rap thing that there should have been wolves in there, so Spencer could have come up and wolf fight during that rap.
Different animals. Coyotes are different than wolves. I could not take on wolves.
Oh, it was coyotes.
Let me be real clear about
that. Was certainly
that.
One of the highlights. I wish we could do a clip show. That would be like Johnny Carson would do, because that would be one of the clips. Would be Spencer demonstrating how he would... It is 9/11 and it's our 200th episode, so...
It's time to talk about politics.
That disaster reminds me of another. Spencer demonstrating, you know, how he would fight off a gang of coyotes using only a backpack and his feet. That he had figured it out.
What would the concept of our clip show be? What would we
well, that there would be that clip, and then there would
but
be.
But
like,
we'll be like, oh, we're all stuck in the Nerdmelt attic, and we have to keep warm by remembering things about Harmontown.
Oh right, yeah.
You actually had a really, really good concept for clip shows. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, well, I think
that's a pretty good one.
I think
you could do.
We're cleaning up the Mr. Meltdown. It's like
Mr. Meltdown.
Clean up the attic, you.
Clean up the attic. Oh God, why did I name myself Mr. Meltdown? It's self-fulfilling prophecy. Oh God.
I feel like I should be just a whole montage of Anatoly's shirts.
Yes.
Yeah, watching Anatoly's posture change from like Yakov Smirnoff to fucking like. Dracula, where he was just like his feet were up at the back of the stage.
He became Rasputin.
Wait, did you say NT was here?
NT is here. Yeah, but NT's kind of like my girlfriend. She's not. Well, NT's kind of like my girlfriend, but
one difference.
But NT's also kind of similar to my girlfriend in that you're not much of a showman, are you?
No, I'm just saying. Like, I like to. I'm a big fan of the show, and I like connecting with people that I've heard their names, and you're one of them, and. What's
Andy,
up?
Will you come up and just sit just for a second? Anyway?
so, you know me.
I didn't mean to do it. I do know you.
Oh, ew.
I do know you.
So you started coming pretty early in the run.
Oh yeah, like 4 years ago.
Do you always
sit in
the
front row? We've been doing it 4 years.
That was one of the questions.
That's when I met.
It was kind of cold.
That's when I met Adam and Spencer.
We only do 50 episodes a year.
Yeah, that's almost every.
We do less than 50 a year.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
There's got to be a way we can push that envelope.
I know.
What does Marin do?
I was just thinking we've lost. There's
Dan 53.
Yeah. Fucking!
Isn't this like episode 204 or something? Technically,
oh, well, are you one of those people? That's like Jesus was born in June.
Hey. Yeah.
Spencer. Spencer.
Jesus was born.
Spencer.
In June.
No. No. Spencer.
Easter's just a celebration of the equinox.
You guys Spencer. Killed the shadow people. It was great.
Yeah, well, do you mean that because we did several episodes before we actually started podcasting?
Now there's just unreleased episodes.
Oh, there are unreleased episodes. There's one where I got super duper drunk and probably coked up and like announced my return to community.
You're admitting you do coke now?
Like way before I was supposed to. I don't think we played
we
that
should much. Have had a lot more unaired episodes, by the way.
Yeah. There was one where I went into a lot of detail explaining the whole Chevy
Chase
thing.
There's episodes that you haven't aired because you were...
They were that bad.
I was too drunk, Dan.
I really want to get a hold of those.
I think it's because, well, I listened to them because we were going to release them at one point, the lost episodes, but yeah. I had been through so, like I had to go through a lot of my personas, like I had to come around to the realization, and the internet became everyone's life. There was a point when the internet was just a place where people kind of huddled, even after it was only nerds, then it was just like social misfits, and it was always there. I'm sounding defensive, but there was a point in the internet's existence where it was still kind of, it felt okay to just sort of expose yourself. I wasn't like famous at
chat relay,
but so I would like write blogs about like my friends and what they were doing. I would never do that now because it's like it feels like ever since
you weren't so aware that other people were
human,
looking at you,
yeah, and not
reading
play
it.
Things.
Oh no, people
yeah.
were like yeah, actually like, aware
like
of
the days
this.
Of my MySpace yeah. blog. It was like, oh, in your wildest dreams, someone would find this written on this coconut that you threw into the ocean, and oh, sure enough, there's my friend Kelly Oxford. She's responding in the comments, and we're friends because she's one of the few people reading, or you know, my friends are reading. It's like there's 600 people reading your MySpace blog, so you're kind of like Gossip Girl, in terms of like what you're saying. I'm assuming she gossips. I don't know. But then you flash forward to like the Chevy Chase event, which was like I wasn't trying to put that on the internet. That was before we started podcasting. I was playing it into the microphone here. I thought, you know, dumbly like
just,
oh,
just
let's just enjoy
guys.
This for a second. And then one person was like, yeah, you just enjoy it for a second. Cha-ching! But then I was
is that
like,
person
wait.
Here tonight? What if that person's... why don't you stand up?
It's Nikki
Let's
Faye.
Bring up Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase!
But then I was like, oh, I'm affecting other people's lives. I have to stick to talking about myself. I can't remember why we were talking about this. But what was the point?
Oh, I have no idea.
Lost episodes. Because so there's lost episodes where it's like I'm talking about community and I'm talking about Chevy Chase. And it was like with the community thing, it was like, oh, the fans are like they're getting bummed out every time I open my mouth. I just want to like don't want them to be touched by my thing, you know? And then
yeah, that sounds like a penis.
I mean, they're already trapped in a van with me. The least I could do
I'm
is
not following.
And then the Chevy thing, obviously, it was like, oh Jesus, yeah, I think yeah. I've done enough there. So but in that episode I do explain like what happened. I think it's the actual episode where I played it.
That's,
it was recorded. It's a lost episode because we never
yeah,
intended on
that.
Podcasting it. Anyways, this
I
is
just
our,
read
this
it
our
on
200th
the internet.
Episode. We go by iTunes counting the episodes that we upload. It's yeah. our 200th episode.
Yeah, Spencer.
Spencer.
All right. So, Spencer, what do you think happens when you die? You.
What happens when Spencer dies?
What?
What happens when you die?
You stop living.
Do you have any insurance is what he's asking.
No.
Is there it's just oblivion?
Any long-term pets?
Probably oblivion, right? I don't know. Hey, why think about that? I got so much other shit to worry about.
What you worrying about?
I'm writing, or I don't, you know, working on Harmon Quest, coming to CISO.
I love that attitude. I don't care about death. I have a TV show.
Yeah.
I'll worry about death when I stop having a TV show. It makes sense.
That's literally what happened. That's why he went on tour.
I'm sure King Tut didn't call for the pyramids to be made like during some big battle. Like you should kill those people and enslave those Jews and at the exact same time build giant pyramids that everyone can see the whole time. I'm sure he was like, there's no more Jews to enslave. What should I do with them? What if you had? What if my tomb was a fucking city? What if you had to navigate by?
All right, Dan. Hot cue from Andrew Sprogue. Ace Brogue at Ace Brogue. Hot cues. Kill Mary Fuck. Rob Adam Enty.
Kill me.
Oh shit.
Well, I'm gonna.
Which Rob? I assume it's Rob.
Don't, no, I wouldn't be so sure about this. No, I'm gonna lay my own bet on this one.
I gotta say it's Rob.
Be careful.
Well, I'm gonna fuck Enty because.
Oh yeah, yes.
Because he's sensitive and he's like he's gonna know how to like we're gonna
agree.
We're gonna escape it. Like
he should not have gotten on
with
stage.
As little damage as possible yeah. to each other.
This is a so contract. Far, now.
That's me saying I have a small dick.
Oh.
No. We're gonna yeah. We'll figure it out.
It'll be
we'll,
good.
We'll communicate yeah. on an emotional level and we'll get
oh,
through
this
it.
This is gonna get oh. weird.
Get.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, Mary Spencer because he drives me to work every day.
I don't think I was in.
It was Rob. It was.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, Adam Goldberg's
yeah.
in it. Oh, Jesus.
It was, no, it was,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Rob.
What are you okay. gonna do, Dan?
Sure huh? me.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, Dan.
Got him there.
I thought this was all so easy.
It was Rob Adam Enty.
What are you gonna do?
You,
Rob Adam Enty.
Gotta marry one of us, Pilgrim.
Answer the question.
You gotta marry one of these people.
I'll answer that question in 1 second. Spencer, will you marry me?
No.
I hope I get invited to the wedding this time.
All right. So then I should back into this with like who I'd kill. Like the thing is like if I kill okay. Yeah, well I should kill Goldberg and then
I don't want to climb up all those
and
stairs.
Then I'll still fuck Enty because yeah. then when I don't know, I just feel like Enty I don't know if the, you know like,
you don't
I feel
miss-
like we could get through it and we wouldn't have to like it wouldn't have to like ruin our lives,
yeah.
you know. Like we
yeah.
could be like it would be like. Remember when we fucked? And it would be like, yeah, for that thing where you had to either fuck me or kill me. Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that. I'd be like, okay. Thank you for, and you're like, no, thank you. Like, all right, life is weird. Yeah,
that's,
cheers. And then so then I guess I'm married to Shrob.
Yay!
Yeah.
Might as well be.
I do.
All right, so Dan, another
I mean, marriage
one.
Is easy.
I'm
in and you're out.
Oh,
that's not nice.
Come on,
Daniel.
Come on, Dan.
Daniel.
Come on,
Daniel.
Come
Stop
on, Dan.
It.
That's the thing they never
not
add that
cool.
to fuck, marry, kill. They never put it, the pastor's got married. That's like pre-Anglican church. You have to stay married.
Stop it.
Yeah. Not cool.
I feel
not
like
cool.
they should just make the third Purge movie Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Yeah.
With people being presented with that. Hey, you should have got to the next question. I'm mad enough to admit that that didn't go anywhere.
Oh, Senator, you can't hide in your house all night.
You have to fuck
before
Mary
sunrise,
or
you have
me.
To fuck, marry, or kill someone. I'm wearing a rabbit mask and draped in an American flag because levels.
I'm wearing a clerical collar because isn't religion killing more people than all the wars in the world? Think about it. Just think about it a little bit. Think
Let's move Adam Goldberg, everybody. Adam Goldberg!
Did it.
Always leave him wanting more.
He took NTC.
Took my fucking seat.
NT, you got your seat right where you are, baby. You're staying right there. I mean, if Adam could do 50 minutes, you can do 20.
It was worth it, though, just to get a glimpse of Street Tough Enty for a second. That was a hard fuck. You took my fucking seat,
you Goldberg.
didn't expect that from you.
All right, Dan, somebody asked, where is this one? I don't know who said it. Someone said, fuck, marry, kill Jeff, and Jeff. But I'm going to add, what order?
Well... I mean, you'll be That's easier to cue. Marry after you're dead.
I would have thought easier to fuck after I was dead.
It would, well, yeah, but...
Just kill me, then fuck, marry me.
What if
fuck
I, yeah, but what if fucking you could kill you? What if someone could fuck you so hard and so satisfying that you would die of pleasure?
You just said that you fuck
Wait
somebody's
a
pussy with a knife.
Wait a minute. Stop that.
I want Rob to be
Stop it. That's
the
your
dad
comp-
in every episode.
Hey. No.
Don't make me turn this podcast around.
All right, Dan. Fuck, marry, kill. Rob Schraub, Rob Corddry, Rob Schneider.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Because I know who you're killing.
That's a really good one.
Because I've seen Corky. Whatever that.
That's
not the one. Corky Romano.
No, who is that one? Oh, that's Chris Kattan.
Chris Kattan.
Okay, I'm going to kill Chris Kattan and then fuck him after he's dead.
Well, I think both he and Rob Schneider, if they're listening, might just have killed themselves. You're like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll kill Schneider because I don't know him. And then I'm marrying. I'll marry Schraub because again you're kind of like an NT. Yeah. We could figure it
we're
out.
We're gonna fuck.
You're from Boston.
No, I got it all figured out.
Get the house.
We're gonna.
I get the house.
We'll do a couple apple teenies.
I get the
house.
I
know exactly how I'd fuck you.
I get the house.
When you're married to Rob, do you think it's gonna be any fucking while you guys?
I
are
get
married?
The house.
I mean,
I get the house. I get the house. I get the house. I get the house.
NT, what do you feel like you've either learned or unlearned after all these Harmontown episodes? Because for a while, you wisely stopped coming. Like, I think everybody should.
Like most original
Did you need
Harmony
a break? I took like a 2.5 year break.
Yeah.
I don't know if I learned anything. I've never tried so little to be a part of something. That Harmontown...
You're already accepted. That's right. Oh.
It's that easy.
It's just
even 4-H needs you to have 4 H's. Okay, now joke did not land.
It's fine.
Is 4-H like a regional thing?
I did not get it. Oh. I didn't get that.
It's just 4-H. 4-H is like
it's
a.
It's rural.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Wait,
what is it?
Dave Klein's trying to explain the joke to me.
Wait, real quick. Somebody asked the easiest answerable hot cue. Is Dave Klein in the house?
Yes,
of course
Dave,
he is.
Well, let's bring Dave Klein up for.
And he's been rambunctious.
Dave Klein.
He's my favorite person.
Dave Klein.
I could be thrown off the stage at any point. That's the thing that none of you know.
Uh-oh. I'll have what he's had.
So all I can say before I'm thrown out?
You're blocking NT.
Thank you.
No.
Yeah.
We need
that's
this.
What I'm doing.
I hold. Show.
That's my job.
I'm in the Rob Corddry corner. That's what
I'm
I'll
the
say.
Sheriff of Harmontown.
You need to have like a white button up shirt. And a
I'm the sheriff.
And a ruler
I think I'm the sheriff of Harmontown.
Right
yeah,
right
David.
Dave is just like the guy in the scene where like there's a bunch of people like hordesmen and they're eating like drinking out of big like wooden goblets. And they're eating like turkey legs with their hands.
He's definitely a drug dealer in a Broadway musical.
He looks
like a Broadway musical set in a world where songs are illegal. And you sell black market
it's like
songs.
The drummer from
the
Spain.
Only indictment that I ever saw. Was my birth certificate.
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Is that...
Don't woe him.
Well, is that copyrighted? Because if it is, we might have to lift
it
from
No, that's a freestyle jam.
Oh,
I can throw a freestyle jam all
don't,
night.
Don't step... Darling, don't step on your glasses. They fell off. They're right underneath
No,
your
no, butt. I... Well, darling, I lost one. I lost one leg yeah. in a intimate moment.
That's okay, but just don't step on your glasses.
Is that what the things on glasses are called? Legs?
Arms.
Oh, okay.
They're called arms.
All right.
He calls them legs. He's wearing a seat cover.
Yep.
He can call that whatever he wants to call
it. I mean,
they
only have two things. I'd rather picture them having legs so that they can run around saying, I don't have arms, than picturing them like pulling themselves along saying, one of us.
I was real fortunate. My first ever film course ever was with Andrew Saris. And he had a class called Musicals. And he told us, gentlemen and ladies, I have one thing you need to know. You either know how to choreograph a leg, or you don't.
A snap into a Slim Jim.
Right.
Yes, did the Iron Sheik come out right after him?
It was close,
Hit him with a folding chair?
Yep.
Dave, you seem in awfully good form right now, and I think it might possibly be in charge of this giant can of Foster's.
Oh, well...
Although you've barely gotten into this.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Australia, because... a nation built on the social experiment of the best prisoners and minds they could get. I'm just saying, like, I don't want to see, like, a lot of Australia stuff, like, necessarily. I'm just saying, like, as America becomes more and more a social experiment, we gotta give some shout outs to the social experiments of yore. Let's put our criminals and our masterminds on an island.
Yeah, because a lot of them were, they weren't just like murderers or you know like thugs. A lot of them were spies.
No, we're talking about Dickensian.
Some of them were koalas.
No. Dickensian.
Some of them were kangaroos.
America.
I agree. England made a big mistake by sending Australia all of England's koalas.
I know,
because they never got them back.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, classic.
But they're
move.
Much happier there.
I know.
Well, wasn't classic. It? It was Saint Paddington who led them there, right? With his flute of marmalade.
Oh, Paddington Bear of 1812.
I want to apologize to Rob Schneider for thinking he was the guy in Corky.
No,
I feel terrible.
Rob Schneider's
about
like, what do I have to do to distinguish myself?
Rob Schneider's fine.
Do I have to make a 500th movie?
Yeah.
Because I will. I'm Rob Schneider.
Well, I mean, cut his fucking head off.
Okay. Dave Klein is gripping that microphone so tightly, it feels like the ball of it will smash. Look at it.
I'm only going to say this.
I don't believe that for a second.
Right, no, that's a lie. I'm from the East Coast, and if there's something I'm known for, it's definitely my grip.
So
I got a hot cue. This is for the whole panel.
Okay, I did want to ask Klein before I forgot. Because right, Dave Klein, you, yep. Your mom was a dancer. That's
wait,
not an
wait,
urban
wait,
diss.
Ooh,
that's
your
not
mom
a diss.
Was your mom dancer. Was a dancer.
My mother was the leading coloratura soprano at the New York City
Opera. Oh, she was a singer. Sorry.
Yeah, that's correct.
She was a verbal
your
dancer.
Your mom was a singer.
She's a singer.
That's right. She was a muse for the spirits. She was a conduit for all the light in the universe that could ever be fucking precisely put in one person's body. That's all my mama was. Yeah, that's right.
200
were
episodes.
Did you actually go to dance school, or was that Charlie Sheen riff? Like you were talking about the choreography class, or?
Oh, long story short, so I dropped out.
Again.
I went to
objection.
I was at the Brooklyn Public Defender's office trying to like be a social justice warrior, and I saw some gnarly shit.
Wait a minute!
And I dropped out of Columbia.
That's
and
right.
I went to
that's where he got the
Italy.
Outfit.
And I went to Italy to follow my folks to do an opera festival, and I saw the glory and light of people that can like kind of put all the darkness aside, channel the fury of their spirit.
This guy's my favorite person in the world.
Fucking go for it. And like, I don't even know what that means. Like, I'm fucking around with VR and guys that are doing 360. Like, I'm fucking around with like fucking Rob Corddry's like a beautiful spirit. I talk to him.
Fucking guy. Listen to him.
All I gotta say.
Rob, you're like angry.
I can't even handle this guy. He's so great.
All I gotta say, man. All I gotta say is, Dan Harmon, my life changed when I like, when I listen to some spirits in the darkness, and all I can say is you're not the only one, but you're one of them. And it sucks. It's crazy to say. You're a spirit in the darkness,
you're
man.
You're a spirit in the darkness, man.
I'm not the only one. Yeah, man, I'm not the only one to fucking know
true.
That.
That's actually true.
There's a lot of spirits in the dark.
So true.
There's a couple of them. There's a couple of them.
I'm on your side, Dave. It's so true.
No, man.
Gage's a spirit in the darkness. He's so dark.
Robert.
You sound like you're being sarcastic.
Robert.
Everybody else meant it.
Everybody else up here is being honest.
Everybody else meant it. They like my show.
Now, it sounded like you were being sarcastic for a minute. You want to...
What? I don't agree with Dave.
You just want to bow out?
What? I'm trying to be less sarcastic.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. That means a lot to me.
Hey, yeah.
All right. You got a hot cue?
Amen.
Well, yeah.
Hot cue off the griddle.
Hot cue off the griddle. Someone asked, I can't find it now. Who? What Game of Thrones house is Dave Klein from?
That's easy. Whoa.
Oh, I mean, we could do a list, right? Like, I don't want to just settle on one.
I mean, I
he's Ironborn, right?
He's certainly a wildling.
He's Ironborn.
Oh, man.
He's a wildling. He's the guy with the red beard.
I thought we could make ones up, like House Throttle.
The ones you have to back up and go, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah,
is that
like, wait, I guess that one scene from the season where there's just like, is that why the shot of the wall didn't include the elevator going up? Is
one of the ones that my wife has to explain to me what happened three episodes before.
That one.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Klein from the House Rock Opera.
Oh. Oh, well. I don't know how hard you guys are with the Game of Thrones, but I'm going to lay like one thing. When that redheaded mastermind gave Brienne of Tarth like kind of a look, she gave him a little bit of a look too.
No,
right?
She would look. She looked all bummed out.
Right. She looked bummed out.
Hated it.
She looked bummed out.
She hated it. She was not.
Hashtag low level spoilers. Low level spoilers.
All I'm saying.
So sad. That
guy's, wait, are you guys talking about tonight?
That guy's got a little extra charm. That guy's got a little extra charm to learn.
No, 2 weeks.
Somebody else said, well, this might be, because I got to be honest with you, Dave Klein. You're getting 50% love and 50% not hate, but
those are good numbers.
50%.
Oh, in my experience, maybe. Those are good numbers.
Yeah. You could be much worse.
Let's bid him adieu. Really. But one of them is interesting, but it involves doubling down on the onstage Dave Klein.
Oh yeah, all right.
And
well, I can support that.
I know that you can, man, and that's why I love you.
All right.
Somebody asked, and I won't go back to find it. I've been scrolling up too fast. Someone said, can we get Dave Klein? And I might even say maybe Dan and you guys do a little duet to some Jordy White, Marilyn Manson rock and roll stuff. Maybe get a little taste of some metal.
He's really
I can only say it'd be an honor. I would lay it down for you.
All right, how about this? I will warn you. I will cut this off quickly. This doesn't have to be a 3-minute thing. Okay. Let's get a little taste.
No, let it go. Just let it go. What's the problem? I mean, it's 200...
All right.
We only got one 200.
This I'm not even going to give you a title. I want you guys just to feel it.
Let it roll out.
Yeah.
Yo.
Wait, that's not hard.
This is the best night of my life.
Fuck Voltaire. Fuck France.
Whoa.
This is America. I'm going to tell you not what time it is. I'm going to tell you what year it is.
Dan, you better get in quick.
Because I ain't no front man, son. I ain't no front man. I'm just a hype man. I'm just a hype man.
Craig, me, and T, if you guys want to jump in this, let's make it.
I don't know what's going on. Yo, the problem with giraffes is the next is too long.
Dave Klein, everybody. Dave
the
Klein.
Next is too long, baby.
Dave Klein. Wow. Winter is coming, you guys.
I mean, you kind of cut him off right as he started
I could do it.
Right, the skateboard was hitting the ramp.
He was peaking.
Mid ollie.
I'll let you know when it's.
Dave Klein's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to hear the rest of. I mean, was he going to rhyme long?
Really?
That was a fat finger. Sorry.
All right, you got to finish on your ass, but to Jonty Gumption.
Okay.
But same voice.
Yo, the only problem with giraffes is that the neck is too long. Yo, my girl says that the problem with me is that my schlong is long. This is a similar evolutionary problem that my friends see.
I'm not stopping you.
Yes. Because everyone that I see is part of evolutionary biology, yeah.
Taxes. Plate mail. Axe on the wall.
Dave Klein, everybody. A rare encore. We don't normally do encores here. Fantastic.
Man, oh man. Poor NT.
I just felt like, yeah, I put in his shoes, I felt like,
I was just going on just a general climax of discomfiture. Yeah. Mm.
No, I think you're making good choices. I'm not questioning them.
Yeah. Look,
you're a great comptroller.
If the whole audience was made up of Jeff Davises, that would have gone on forever. Simply, like, as you know, because I love Dave Klein.
Hey, it looks like we're a bar, but we have nothing to sell here. We're just
there's ice over here.
Yeah,
it's
there's
kind of
ice
melted.
Over there. Not
sort
on
of
the
like
table.
Cold water in your drink.
I know it makes no sense that the ice would be there instead of the table.
I don't know why he keeps the vodka over there.
Yeah. So, Rob,
Jesus
Norman
Christ,
Lear
no.
Thing.
It's not.
I just want to hear a specific, because I
the thing
I
you provide the show can't just be, like, fucking, you just go, like, bah! And then somebody goes, like, oh, you know what he did, bah! And now you're like, wait, everything stop the show. What do you mean by that? That's insane. You can't now do, no, you can't do that.
I just did it.
No. I forbid it. You did it, but I forbid it.
Rob Corddry.
Hit it.
It's forbidden.
Rob Corddry, I got a hot cue, and if this is putting you two on the spot, this is me making up my own Jeff Davis hot cue.
All right.
Which is kind of based on other...
Why are you still looking at your phone?
Because it's based on people's hot cues from Twitter.
All right, go ahead.
Hashtag hot cues. Somebody asked if we could sing either Chicken Noodle Dick or Pringles Dick. I wonder if you know the words to those. Do you think you know the words to either...
What is that?
Do you know Pringles Dick? The song?
Yeah. Pringles Dick. What is that? What is that?
Oh, you don't know it?
Yeah, I know.
Don't help him.
Yeah. Sound people come through. What is that from?
It's from.
Well, he's not going to put it together.
I was wondering, you're such a fan of the show. There was a 50-50 chance that you knew every word to it.
Oh! No, I don't.
Okay.
There's no way. But I know what you're talking about. I fast forward over
the songs, too.
Get used to it.
That one.
Is that the one that you put to music?
Yes.
Like that he did it one week and the next week it was put to music?
No, well, that was Rob's.
Because that was...
I didn't add the music. Somebody else, one of our Armenians, did that.
Oh, that was great.
Is there a super fan? I don't want to presume you're a super fan. Maybe you're a casual fan with a photographic memory. that can crank out Pringles Dick for us.
You're worried about not Pringles offending Dick? People who have photographic memories.
You want to grab a mic?
Well, because they'll remember that shit, man.
Forgive me, I've forgotten your name.
Doug.
It's Doug.
Doug, of course.
Yeah. Doug.
Hello,
couldn't
Doug.
Commit all the way to the floor with the pants.
And it was going to be hot in here, so.
Yeah, I'm jealous of those calves.
Do you want to give it to us? What tempo do you want to do? You want to give it to us in like upbeat, fancy, like kicking butt? You want to make it like a sad ballad? How do you want to do this?
Just regular.
Yeah,
I guess?
Just give it to us.
Some people call me Pringles Dick,
sing it if you know.
But I never really found out why. I don't really have a Pringles Dick. I just keep my dick inside.
I'm so happy.
I keep my dick inside a Pringles can because it keeps my penis safe and dry. Some people call me Pringles Dick, but I never really found out. No, I never found out. Never really found out why.
Thank you, Doug. Tim.
Thank you very much.
There's a time I thought what you're doing here is awesome, and now I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What is this all about? What is this movement all about?
The ATF is surrounding with
tanks.
Yeah,
I was like, maybe this is bad.
Yeah. It could be bad.
That's why NT left for 2.5 years.
Yeah. What do you know?
Why did you
come back? Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't have to answer.
I didn't know. Why did Kimmy Schmidt leave the bunker? I haven't seen the show. I haven't seen the show. But,
good show.
Chicken noodle.
What's happening?
I don't even know. I'm not even 100% sure.
I remember. Here I am. I ain't got a dick. I got a chicken noodle can. All my life. I've been tooting the cans, I'm a chicken noodle wife. Chicken noodle man, come down from the mountain, sing it. Chicken noodle man, you gotta work all day. Chicken noodle man, you gotta cross the River Jordan. Feed the devil soup until your troubles go away. Take it, Spencer. Take it, Spencer.
No, Spencer doesn't remember his special verse.
Oh. You are the most beautiful people on earth. Swear to God. That's...
Well, the documentary, because we wrote that, Rob Corddry,
is that in the documentary?
We sing that, Dan, on the heels of my love of my own song that I improvised called Pringles Dick. Dan was like, I want to write a song. So we sat there, and we gave Dan peanuts, raisins. We gave him all sorts of things, and finally we got a chicken noodle. And then Dan started off, and he found the kernel of a song that song took us maybe 3 hours? No, an hour to write.
The Beatles took less time to craft Hey Jude.
And that song is almost an hour long. But when we got it, we knew that we'd had some...
You guys nailed it.
I've been working on lyrics
for the
song that I used for my alarm. let's see. What's the quick way to go to sounds and then...
I could look for it.
There's ringtone, text tone.
Do you want me to look for it while you keep the show going?
While Dan's doing that, Spencer, a lot of the hot cues are about missing the game mastering and the
Oh, fuck you. Here's some fuck yous.
Fuck you.
Hashtag fuck you.
Shrop, you haven't blinked for about 35 seconds. That's amazing.
I know. I don't think I can do it anymore.
You don't blink a lot, do you?
No, well...
You're not a guy who blinks. You're not a blinker.
Well, Schraub just told me that he took some mushrooms from his freezer not long ago, so he might
Fair
not
enough.
Be blinking for
mushrooms?
That.
I'm sorry.
They were probably old. And they probably didn't do anything.
Doesn't your mom watch this show?
His mom's cool.
Yeah, my mom's alright.
His mom's cool. She's down. Yeah, her mom fucks with that shit.
She put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
How do you find the thing that you use when your alarm, when your actual alarm? Is it just in the alarm set? Because it's not in the
settings. Just take your time. Take your time.
Everything you need is right in this little thing too, right?
Wait, what's the gal in the front row that loves technology but doesn't like to use it?
Can you find...
Would you help, Dan? What's your name, by the way?
Can you find my alarm sound?
Are you the IT department?
It's the one that when I set an alarm...
What time alarm?
Is this what your underwear looks like, Dan?
Look at his...
Like the top hat?
Quick,
top
look at his pictures.
Look
at his
like
pictures.
Whenever
his
I
pictures.
Set an alarm that to wake me up, you know...
This is your chance.
It uses a thing
look
and it's not
pictures.
Available in the...
What are you doing? Look at his pictures. Just go right to
Don't the look at his pictures.
It sounds like it could be.
Do right not look at his pictures.
You
Don't
blew
not
that.
Look at his pictures.
You just blew that.
Yeah.
You had Dan Harmon's phone in your hand.
Yeah, okay, that's
you
it.
You could
okay.
have just scrolled so fast through all of his pictures. Seen some weird shit.
I'm not
so it's.
Ready.
I hear you.
It's this song. You guys know this one? So I'm still working on it.
It sounds like a Gary
Newman
song.
Yours?
Wait. Okay. Okay. There's not a lot of coordination happening, and I don't blame us. We didn't
just set the alarm again.
Okay. Like, but I need to turn it up. I'm taking it because okay.
Yeah. I'm turning it up.
Yeah, I got to turn that up.
Okay, and then it's... Okay, now I have to let it go a verse because it starts right away. As it goes through the whole thing, it's gonna come around. It starts.
So what do you guys want to do?
Okay, here it
goes.
So okay. Stop! Don't after all that. I fucking missed it. Your joke about how long it took, and now it's like, it just went into a
just
black
hole.
Just
do it again. Just do it one more time.
But actually, it's not true, because what it did is it played one loop and then stopped, so it would have been... Okay, I'm just going to
try as I started. Do it again.
Do it one more time.
Total silence.
Yeah, absolutely. No noise at all. Come on. Let's be serious about this. Everybody just chill out for 2 seconds, and we can get this over with. Holy...
Just get through this.
Just get through this. This is going to be great.
If you want them, they can play it through the system if that's easier for you.
Yeah, play it through the system. Play that through the system.
No. Just like it would go a lot shorter if it wasn't hilarious to talk about it. All right. Let's just do it. Okay.
This is going to be great. Everybody listen.
Put a fucking... Okay, I got it on the mic, but I'm going to put me less on the mic because then... Okay. All right, here we go. But I got to start right away. Okay, here we go.
No noise.
All right. I'm good. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
It's like a spring-loaded trap. Look. Okay. All right. Here we go. I'm creeping when you're sleeping. I'm snooping when you're pooping. I'm... Oh, no. It's... I can't...
I want you to get this right. Start again. Get this right. I have to know. Please don't. Come on.
You realize how high you've raised the stakes now. that first little couplet.
Well, I also don't have. Yeah, I know. It's like. Well, it's like. It's okay. All right. Sleeping. But it's not. It's not. It's not sleeping going right. I think when I'm waking up in the morning, I'm hearing it different because it doesn't sound like it's working right. It's like.
Work it out.
When you're sleeping, I'm cool. When you poop. Oh, sorry. Okay. Wait, okay. Just wait. Okay. Here we go. I'm creeping when you're sleeping. I'm snooping when you're pooping. I'm steeing when you're peeing. I'm all in alley open. Now, don't applaud. It's not. Don't. I'm sorry.
Dan, we open in two nights.
I'll work on it, and I have all kinds of stuff I need to do. And I'm sorry.
You need to finish that song for us.
I don't even think it's the right melody. I think that the one I'm hearing in my head. I just write an original song.
Can you do a cappella now that you kind of got the idea?
I just know it should be like I'm creeping when you're sleeping. I'm snooping when you're pooping. I see you and what you're peeing. And then I need something like you know,
freestyle.
Like I'm Vladimir and Putin. I don't know. Like it needs something like it needs to rhyme with like.
Why are you saying you still? This is a work in progress.
Yeah,
you're saying,
I'm also like I'm loading and I'm shooting because it's like also like the subtext is that it's a very pleasant song, but it's clearly about some creepy man who's like in your apartment. Okay. I'm creeping when you're sleeping. I'm sleeping. What's that?
You could be bareback like Putin.
Bareback like Putin.
I'm eyeing where you're drooping. That's gross.
Yeah.
Does it have to rhyme?
I probably shouldn't have welcomed you guys into it at this early stage. It's a work in progress. I'm smelling what you're tooting. I like that. Okay. I'm smelling what you're tooting.
You don't mind the not true rhyme of oopin' and oopin' and then ootin'?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't mind the not true rhyme. I mind the rhyme that your soul recognizes as a rhyme.
All right.
Not based on some fucking pedantic, horrible... Yeah. Jeff, what happened to you?
Right.
Hey,
it's about sound. You hear with your soul, not with your lexicon.
Okay.
Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah, what?
Jeffrey.
No.
We
stop it.
Cordray, we needed you here a long time ago.
Stop it.
We need you.
What about when...
Are you tanner than last time? Were you out in the sun recently?
Are you tanner?
He's balling.
No, I'm not.
He's tan.
He's down there with the rock.
Have you been getting some
sun?
I've
never been tan in my life.
Wow. You got some color since last time I saw you.
No.
So tan. Look,
no.
What are you?
I'm handsome as fuck.
I know that. I know that.
Cordray.
Thank you. I'm going to call you Cordray just to simplify it because there's two Robs right in my line of view. Is there a Harmenian like favorite person from listening to the show from the past that is not present?
Boy, well, the last two times I've been on, it was Goldberg. I called him out and he wasn't there.
You got
but here
Goldberg.
He is. And that lived up to all my expectations. NT's here. Dave Klein, we're like best friends by this point. Boy, who else is there? Jane. Never met Jane.
Jane is very sad she couldn't.
Jane was
it.
Here last week.
She was here last week. Right?
She just landed back in New York, I think.
Yeah,
today.
Shit.
Or yesterday.
Missed her. That's,
well, we've talked a lot about the past of Harmontown.
Oh.
But now here to talk about what you can look forward to in the future
a great
is Harmontown Programming President Steve Levy.
Steve Levy!
Hey, everybody. What are we talking about?
Harmontown had its biggest year yet, but it's not going to stop there.
This is all true, though.
And
Harmontown's had its biggest year yet, and it's not going to stop there.
Yes.
Thank you, Shrub.
The fourth quarter of 2016 promises bigger shows, bigger audiences, and bigger events.
Yes.
A 300% increase in stammering. More syllables per sentence.
This is all true. The fourth quarter of 2016 is gonna, we're gonna have lots of. I don't remember. What
you guys could have.
We're gonna fill a lot of seats.
Well, if it's true, just say the truth.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely. I mean, we're going to a lot of places this year. We're gonna be in some huge venues, like crazy,
like what
internationally. Yeah.
What are you talking about, Steve?
Whoa. I'm talking about.
Can we announce that? Can we say that we're gonna be in Canada?
I mean, we didn't sign.
Jeez. I think anyone.
Can we say that we're going to be in
Canada.
The Vatican?
We're
on a Sunday. How did we get the Vatican on Sunday? You know how hard it is.
You got to book it in advance.
You know how you get to the Vatican?
Oh no! Oh no!
Practice at fucking children. All right.
No, no. We'll be in Canada, Montreal first, then Toronto, September. I think we could...
And then this stuff. Christmas season.
And then Christmas season...
probably.
Bethlehem.
Probably. Papers aren't signed, but we're working real hard on it. Our very first...
Canoga Park show.
Come on now.
Israel.
We're going on a kibitz.
A kibitz.
No, actually, get
Japan
excited. Australia. Yeah.
And look under your seats. Everybody has a plane ticket.
You get a plane ticket.
You get a plane. You Vegemite be coming with us.
Also, a lot of our Aussie Harmonians were listening, and they were very mad about the fact that koalas aren't bears and that nobody drinks Foster's there.
Is there a big bear?
They're marsupials.
I'm still calling them bears.
Oh, and you can't be a marsupial bear?
Everybody knows they're marsupials.
I didn't know that you couldn't be a marsupial bear. I kept thinking marsupial is like a quality. It's probably like it's a family.
No.
Or something. It's like a...
It's a whole different...
I call them kangaroo bears, too. What are you going to do? You're on the other side of the world.
But there's
come get me.
There's marsupial mammals of all kinds of, like, you know. I mean, look at the difference between those guys. You can't blame me. It's not like they all look the same.
Marsupials?
Things with, yeah.
You got a point.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, they're vicious. Koalas
are
vicious.
It's like a thing that
vicious.
Happens down there.
I hear. Vicious.
They also, they don't
fuck with them.
They don't put shrimps on the Barbie. They put prawns on them.
Do they put anything on a Barbie?
Do they call it a Barbie? Are you Aussie? A little bit? Now, do you say Barbie, or is that even too ridiculous?
I say Barbie.
You say Barbie?
But it's prawns.
Prawns. Yeah, there you are.
You know what I love about the Australians and the English get away with this? When you say, like, I know a guy, we would say...
Who's a cunt?
Oh, I know this guy. Yeah.
That's, I mean...
You can get away with that on TV. That's one thing.
That's one thing they
That's
can
one
say.
Thing. The other thing is, you say like, oh, I know this guy. We would say he's named Derek. And you would say he's called Derek. Like, he's called Derek? I would love to be able to say that.
You just did.
No, but as an example, but I can't just say that normally.
Right. Well, because people would go, "What do you? What do you mean? He's like, is he a
phony?" That would
be
an affectation.
Like they would sense some kind of strange other meaning.
I would be affecting it.
Right.
Too. They'd be right.
You called him a cunt. Like you would be saying a different thing.
I'd be
depending
a cunt.
On where you were.
I'd be.
It is. What? It can be.
What to the C word? Yeah. You guys.
What are
use
you called?
It,
like,
yeah. It's like.
It's just funny.
It's kind of like what, like we've managed to co-opt bitch into like you can say it misogynistically, but bitch can also just be like like you can use it more innocently. I think the C word.
You could say
my daughter
everywhere but America. They're more comfortable. It's like a little rugby doll.
Yeah, my 7-year old daughter is just like she's really into.
She's a great cunt.
She's speaking of cunts. No, so, that's fuck you guys. Not cool. No, you forced me into that. You forced me into that, and that was a cheap joke, and I take it back. But you still laughed. My daughter's obsessed with curse words right now. She's obsessed with it. And the other night she was like, me and my wife were there and putting her to bed, and we're like, you know, if we have thoughts in our head, we think something in our head, it's okay. I'm like, yes, you can.
She knows it's a simulation.
That's what I'm getting at. She's like, yes, you can think anything you want. You can think anything, but you just can't say certain things like the F word. And we're like, yeah, that's right.
Jeez,
that's
right. You
can't say the F word. You just can't say it. So it's rude. And she's like, but you can think it. Like, yeah, you can think it. She's like, for instance, I'm thinking it right now.
You're kidding me.
I'm thinking it when I say Flugelhorn.
Yeah, and today she just said, you know, Daddy, the worst curse word is the MF.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, that's a really bad one. But I was like, when she said that, I was like, oh, she has no idea about the C word. She's never even had, the kids in her school haven't even been exposed to that word yet.
Yeah, well, wait till she learns the other
one. Oh, boy. It's like, just counting the minutes.
If you hang out with Aussies or Kiwis or Brits, you know, anything from UK, like C words, like every, it's like it's pepper. They put it on everything. It's the best.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like that HP sauce they use. It's like the same thing.
Yeah,
just give me some kind of fries.
It's pronounced HP
in Australia. It's delicious.
It's funny that you see your kid. Like she's learning about societal hypocrisy now. She's gonna unlearn it, and by the time she's like 15 or something, because we get brainwashed by society.
Yeah.
She'll be like we're all geniuses when we're two. Like we know everyone's full of shit.
That's why we're stressing. Like the lesson is like you can think whatever you want in your head.
Yeah.
Like it has nothing to do with curse words.
She's just having fun with it. She's just like, isn't that funny? And 20 years from now, she's not even gonna. It's just like, isn't that the reason I want to kill myself? Because all of society is based on thinking one thing and saying another, and it's fucking spiral until you die. And right now she's like, that seems fun. I'll do that for 70 years, and you're like, you have no idea. It's gonna drive you insane. You're gonna like language is going to lose all meaning to you, and connection will become a miracle. It will become something that happens accidentally, and is abused.
Harmon,
that's what I feel like.
Sorry.
She was getting at.
Two things. Cordry, Jane, our friend, just texted me and said hello, and she loves you.
Oh, hi. Tell her I said hi.
Well, you can tell her yourself. Look on the camera and
say hi, Jane.
Also, our friend Callie Fontecchio. Are you here, Callie?
No.
No, I got a text message. She just sent me the Harman Alarm song on the loop. If you want this, do you want to give it one more crack? Or
All right, just play it for a couple. Let me see if I can, because I don't think I don't think it's working though. I need to really figure it out, and I don't think it's. I think it's like I hear a different one in my head because I'm listening to it. I'm like, it doesn't work. But it doesn't. You know what? It's not gonna work.
Your boobins, I'm crying. Why?
Oh, she's singing it.
Oh, it's all right. Let's start it again. Shut up. All right. Oh, shit. That's Jane. Sorry, Jane. Don't shut up.
I'm creeping while you're sleeping. I'm snooping while you're pooping. I'm sneaking while you're tooting. I'm touching all your boobins. I'm crying while you're boozing. I'm smiling while you're booping. I'm breathing while you're mooping. I'm dying while you're snoozing.
Yeah, some of it was gibberish.
Thank you, Callie. All right.
Thank you, Callie.
That's my new alarm.
You wake up to that.
But the thing is, I'm just going to stay in bed and just keep listening to that.
Hey, what was the Elf song way back? There was a song that he sang about I'm a fucking elf or something.
Tay Dixon? Ty Dixon?
Yes. Do you have that?
The Tiny Show Promoter?
Come on.
I have that on here.
Whip that up. That'll be a treat.
Why? Yeah, but I don't, I mean...
Ty Dixon?
Yeah, but I don't know.
That was a real highlight.
Yeah, well,
you had a good game that night.
I don't remember anything. I mean, we don't have to.
No, we can. I was playing the back.
The other thing
come to the show and I'm 3 feet tall. I'm the tiny show promoter and I'm 3 feet tall. That was a goodie.
And I also vow that this financial quarter, before we do our next, within the next 200 episodes, I will also write lyrics to the popcorn song, Hot Butter Popcorn. Boop, 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 boop. And I know it says something like, all these kernels gotta pop. All this popcorn never stops. When you got the popcorn, you cannot stop corn. And something. I'm going to figure it out.
You cannot stop corn.
Yeah.
It's not just popcorn. It's the cannot stop corn. Yeah. I like that. That's good.
Lot to look forward to.
Yeah, when you pop the popcorn, you cannot stop corn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
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 Why broom when you can mop? That's just stupid. All right. We'll figure it out. But it's going to take years.
Yeah.
And since apparently there's only 50 episodes in a year, I got plenty of time.
I think I'm almost certain I said this. If I said it on the show, it would have been a very long time ago. But you know how you're rapping when you're around the house?
Yeah.
We talk about this. When you're cleaning the house, you're making a sandwich, and you're rapping. Yeah. And you're doing it. And it's also how much... I have a game where can I embarrass myself so much that I stop doing it? Where I'm actually ashamed that I'm watching. And if anybody else was watching, I would have stopped a long time ago. But there was one lyric when I was taking a shit. And I said, I ate so much poo. I ate so much food I could poop on a dude. I was pretty proud of that one. It made me laugh for a while.
I remember when you were rapping in the car. Oh. We were doing a thing like, it was part of a larger thing. And then you were rap. You were like,
I remember.
I like to eat poop. I eat it every day.
My poo poo. I'll eat it every day. And if you take my poo poo, this is what I'll say. I want my poo poo back. I want my poo poo back. I'm about to have a lack of poo poo heart attack.
Yeah. I'm about to have a lack of poo-poo heart attack. Okay. All right. Well.
Oh, I've got skills.
Well, let's close our 200th episode and that's it with some kind of
well, Zach McKee,
high risk, high yield.
Oh yeah. Oh. This is an all skate.
Oh, it's been good to you. Been good to you, baby. I'll make your body go. Yeah, make your body go. Yeah, make your body go. Yeah, I'll make your body go. Vroom, vroom. I'll make your body go. Vroom, vroom. Like a toy car. I'll make it go far until you hit the stars. I'll wind it up like a penny racer. I fucked you so hard that it was an eraser. It made you stop existing. You were in a simulation. I fucked you so hard you achieved elation. I made you food. I made you PB and J. I fucked you so hard you turned into curds and whey. You sat on a tuffet. Well, your name was Miss Muffet. Spiders came down and I
everybody said, Betty said, fuck it. He said, mother goose, cry in a broom. Fuck your mama so hard, I made room in her womb. And then I went inside and saw myself. I put a china bowl up on a shelf. I'm a collector of rare antiquities. I fucked your mama so hard, I grew three titties for her. But I'm myself, I'm a clone project in a sci-fi movie that takes place in the near future. Let me start over. It's gonna be so long since I lay your body down. I don't know how long it's been.
What about
when I fuck you? It's gonna be in the morning. Every day until the break of dawn. My name is Tony, I'm your friend.
I know.
I'm here till the bitter end.
Tony, don't be defensive.
I always wanna hang out with you.
You are, you're in the studio.
Yeah, but when I'm not working and interrupting your songs, you never call me.
We're busy.
I'm obviously an analog for Rob Schraub.
I know, the metaphor is pretty thin.
I'm over here, I just want some of your attention.
But do you want my respect? R-S-E-S-P, I forgot how to spell it.
You can't spell respect, it's spelled in a famous song. And it's not that hard a word, and it's also spelled in a famous song.
Yo, yo, Tony, take it easy.
Saying that never makes people take it easy.
All right, take it easy.
Did it again.
It's a tick.
Finally, you admit you have problems too.
Back in the day, I used to miss you, but now I miss you in a different way. When I'm going from town to town and I'm on tour, I start to feel from the old days. You know that the soup du jour, it tastes so good in my mouth. The deconstructed foam pea soup is from the south. They make it Cajun, they put black peas in it. I don't even want to do it. I'm on my knees swimming. I'm asking you, why am I at the bottom of this? Oh, baby, baby, wanna come home and take a piss in the toilet?
From all the people in Harmontown, we're here to say that only one great rap song can be in the same show.
Wait, no, give it a chance. It's gonna get good, it's gonna get good.
Okay. By way of contrast, wouldn't a great rap right now have taken away from the glory of the greater rap from the first act of our show?
Spitting mad science, spitting chemistry.
Here's the part where Dan tries to muscle up and try to recapture lightning.
Spitting an orchard, spitting a field, spitting how I work, spitting how I feel.
When we were children, we would see a lightning bug flying through the park.
Well,
and you would capture that lightning bug and you would say, Mommy, Daddy, look, I captured a lightning bug. And they would say, put it in a jar. And you would say, no, I want to let the lightning bug fly away. Fuck lightning bugs in a jar. And the lightning bug would fly away. And you're like, motherfucker, I should have put that thing in a jar. I'm never going to catch one again for the rest of my life. That's this rap right now.
Everyone give it up for Dan Harmon! 200 episodes!
Capture that lightning bug, Dan. Capture the lightning bug.
Let's go.
All right, everybody, let's go. Dan Harmon, laying down one of the greatest fucking raps ever.
Steve Levy's actually hype-manning you right now. He's actually doing it.
Play the music and stop doing the bit about how bad the rap is.
Play the music.
That would only never help.
Everybody was telling me to stop it. I tried to help it out.
All right.
That's the beat right
there. Okay, here we go. All right, now hype man me.
All right, everybody, one more time for Dan Harmon. Let's go. This motherfucker's going to lay down some crazy raps.
Sky, floor, walls, ceiling. Emotions are feelings. Those are synonyms. Salt, pepper, cinnamon. Put it on your soup. Put it on your pizza. Put it everywhere where you think it needs a bit of spice. Would it be nice if you're in the kitchen cooking twice? Cooking three times, four times more. Now you've cooked a total of 10 times. S'mores, hot chocolate with marshmallow. I fucked your mama and she said hello. I said you did that in the wrong order. You're supposed to greet me before I border with you. She said, border with me? I said, yeah. She said, okay, put a pin in it. I said, okay, I'm gonna go outside.
And so I went outside and I saw a dog. I took it up a tree and cut down a log. The dog died because the tree fell down, and I buried it, and then I frowned. I read the Bible, I saw the light. I took your mama outside tonight. I bought her dinner, I bought her soup. I told your mama I have to poop. I went to the bathroom, I defecated. I came outside and I said I hated pooping. She said, why? I said, it hurt. She said, I should take you to a doctor. I said, word. She took me all the way downtown. The doctor turned free now. My heart said, you're gonna die. I said, why? He said, MRI. We're gonna find out why. We're gonna look at your eye. They looked at my retina. He said, you got cancer. I said, what did I do? He said, you're a dancer. You danced too hard. Your feet went into your heart. Your little tactical fart. What? I said, what? Slow down. You're talking too fast. He said, no, I'm a doctor. My words don't last. I said, they're always changing the lexicon of the diagnostic manual. Man, I said, what's going on? I'm out of breath. He said, that's why you're gonna die to death. And I said, I'm gonna die to death. He said, yeah, I ate some bread. And then I ate some bread and I died. Now I'm dead. But I went to heaven. It was a simulation. I saw God and I said, hey, what are you doing? And he said, whoa, don't come up at me like that. And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't try. He said, I'm God, G-O-D. I created the earth. You're welcome from me. I made the pearly gates to keep you out. So you gotta go back down. You got no clout. St. Peter is here to keep your ass on the other side. I said, fuck him until his ass gets real wide. And then I did it, and I went inside. And on the inside of St. Peter was like a robot suit. So then I got inside heaven, but I didn't get invited. I was walking around, and I was very excited because I was like Iron Man, but I had St. Peter for a body. And I took off my halo, and I threw it, and it was a weapon. And you can do it. It'll come back to you like Thor's shield. And I bet you didn't know a halo could be wielded. But I did it, and I went to hell, and I killed the devil. And I said, well, now there's no dichotomy between good and bad. So now we can all go back to Earth and stop being sad. We can plant trees and recycle our food. Not sure. I don't really have a plan of action after ending dichotomy. 200 episodes. 1, 2, 3. 200 episodes you've all done with me. 200 episodes. 4, 5, 6. 200 episodes full of balls and dicks. We've been through it. We've been onto the other side. We've learned things. We've learned I'm racist and why. We've learned I'm misogynist. I come over that. I've made friends with lesbians and I can't even top that. Now I'm friends with everybody. I used to be a fat white person. Now I'm somebody. I'm a hip and I'm woke. I'm gonna cry and then choke.
Everybody,
I'm gonna cry and then I'm gonna choke. 200 episodes. Yeah, 200 episodes.
Thank you for coming to Harmontown, everybody. Thank you for coming along this journey with us. Thank you, Steve Levy, NT Anning, Rob Shaw, Spencer Crittenden, Adam Goldberg, Harry Forrester, Zach McKeever, Dave Klein, everybody on the hot cues. Let's hear it for Rob Corddry, everybody. I'm Jeff Davis. Dan Harmon, your mayor. He found the lightning bug.
Thank you very much.
All right.
We'll do 200 more now, and see you in 2019. I mean, we'll see you every week for the rest of our lives.
Drive fast and take chances.
Did you get any of that?
It's a good show.